由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We welcome you once again to this broadcast.
欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
And if you have joined us for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听我们天路导向的节目的话，
We are in the midst of a series on the Ten Commandments.
我们现在是有关十诫的系列信息的第四讲。
Today, many people abhor the name of God.
今日有很多人很憎上帝的名字。
You say, how come?
你说为什么会这样呢？
By swearing by the name of God, and most often they are lying.
很多人原来在用上帝的名字来发誓，只是为了去讲大话。
They swear by the name of God just to get out of trouble.
他们用上帝的名来发誓的时候，很多时候是为了帮自己摆脱麻烦。
Now compare this attitude of abusing the name of God with the way people of old have felt about the name of God.
现在不如让我们用这种滥用上帝的名的态度，和古人对上帝的名的感受来做一个比较。
The book of Leviticus tells us,
在圣经旧约的利未记一书呢，是这样告诉我们听的。
That the name of God was held so sacred that it was pronounced only once a year.
人是很敬畏上帝的名，并且将它举为至高至圣，甚至一年才这样讲一次。
The priest would say the name of God only on the great day of atonement.
祭司只有在赎罪日的时候才会宣讲上帝的名字。
In fact, God's people came to value God's name so much that when the scribes were copying the words of the scripture,When they came to the name Jehovah, they would stop and bathe all over.
事实上啊，上帝的子民是非常尊重上帝的名字，所以当啲文士喺度抄写圣经嘅时候，当佢写到上帝嘅名字耶和华三个字嘅时候，佢哋就会停低落嚟，先去洁净自己，跟住冲个凉咁样。
Then they would return and begin to write again with.Another pen that had never been used before.
冲完凉之后，他们就会再回来，用一支从未用过的笔，开始写上帝的名字。
They did this to show respect for the name of Jehovah.
他们这样做是表示尊重耶和华的名字。
To them, the name of Jehovah was so awesome.
对他们来说，耶和华的名字是多么令人敬畏。
The name of Jehovah was so covenantal.
耶和华的名字是显示他是一个立约的上帝。
The name of Jehovah was so promise-keeping.
耶和华的名字显示他是信实守约的上帝。
And they could not misuse the name of the Lord.
所以他们不能够去妄称上帝的名。
And that is why the third commandment is unlike the first two.
这个也是为什么第三届和之前两届不同了。
For those of you who are just joining us, we have been studying the Ten Commandments.
如果各位听众朋友你刚刚先参与在天路导向里面先收听我们的节目的话，我们呢正在学习十诫的第三诫。
In the first two commandments, God says, I am the Lord your God, you shall have no other gods before me.
在前面两届，上帝是这样讲话，我是耶和华你的上帝，除了我之外，你不可以有其他的神明。
And then in the third commandment, the word of God said,
跟着在第三届里面，上帝的话语是说什么呢？
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless.
你不可以妄称耶和华你上帝的名字，即是说你不可以乱这么讲，乱这么用耶和华你上帝的名字，因为妄称耶和华的名的耶和华必定不会以他为无罪。
Why do you think God switches into the third person in the third commandment?
唔知你有冇谂过第三诫里面点解上帝转换咗做第三身去讲嘢呢
？It is because God wants to draw attention to who He is.
原来因为上帝好想我哋专注知道佢系边一个。
God wants to draw attention to His covenant name.
上帝愿意我哋嘅注意力系集中喺佢嗰个盟约嘅名字上面。
Which is Yahweh or Jehovah or Elohim.
无论是雅威 Yahweh 或者 Jehovah 耶和华或者 Elohim 即是以罗兴。
This was the name that God gave Moses when Moses asked the Lord what would he tell his people.
这些名字是摩西问上帝怎样去告诉他的百姓听他是谁的时候上帝所讲的名字。
Moses said,Lord, when I go to your people in Egypt, who can I tell them sent me?
摩西嗰时话：主啊，我去到埃及你嘅百姓嗰度嘅时候，我要同佢讲嘅时候话：啊，究竟边个叫我嚟嘅咧
？And the Lord said to him.
跟住上帝就对摩西讲
：The Lord Jehovah, the God of your fathers.
就系上帝耶和华，你哋祖宗、你哋嘅祖先嘅上帝。
And Yahweh means I am who I am.
而雅威嘅意思呢，耶和华啦，即系就系我系自由永有嘅。
Why is this so important?
点解呢样嘢咁重要呢
？It is very important because it speaks to us about God's self-existence.
呢个重要嘅地方呢，就系讲到上帝系自由永有啦，亦都系。简单啲用俗语嘅方法讲，就系、是、我就系我啊。
It speaks to us about God's supreme sovereignty in the universe。
呢个话咗俾我哋听，上帝系成个宇宙嘅至高君王。
Yahweh is more than just a name。
耶和华呢个名或者雅威呢个名咧，唔单止系一个名字。
God's very identity is in His name。
而是讲到上帝所有每一个特性都会存在在他这个名里面。
To most of us, names are just labels.
我想话俾你听，对好多人嚟讲，我哋个名只不过系一个标签。
We name children to distinguish them from each other。
我哋为子女去改个名，其实系为咗乜嘢呢？就系将佢分别出嚟啫嘛。
Names are something our parents have given us。
个名系我哋嘅爸爸妈妈改俾我哋噶。
But to the people of God, names were not just labels。
但是对于上帝的子民来说，个名不单止是标签啊。
Names express the entire reputation of the person.
名是表达了一个人全部的名誉。
And it is the same way when you are talking about the name of God.
当你谈论上帝的名字的时候，亦都是一样的。
God's name reveals who He is.
上帝的名字是显示了他自己是哪一个。
His name reveals his identity, his character, and his personality.
上帝嘅名字系显示咗佢嘅身份、佢嘅特质同埋佢嘅性格。
In Bible times, they did not worry so much about nice-sounding names.
喺圣经时代呢，人其实都唔系好在意个名好唔好听噶。
Names were given to children to indicate the direction of their lives.
反而帮个子女起名的时候，是显示紧个子女的人生方向。
And where did the people of God learn to give their children names which reveals their character?
上帝的子民为子女起名的时候，俾一个有特征的名字佢嘅，究竟在哪里学的呢
？They learned it from God.
原来他们从上帝那里学的。
Because God's name reveals who He is.
因为上帝的名字是显示着他是边个。
Therefore, they gave the children names that they hoped would reveal what they want them to be.
所以当他们为子女起名的时候，他就是要显示他们对子女未来的期望。
I want to tell you why it is so important not to misuse the name of the Lord.
我想告诉你为什么不要去滥用或者妄称上帝耶和华的名字这么重要。
Because the name of the Lord is holy.
因为耶和华的名字是圣洁的。
And to misuse his name is to desecrate why he is holy.
而妄称上帝的名字就是玷污他的圣洁。
Because the name of the Lord is worthy.
因为上帝的名字是宝贵的。
And taking that name lightly means that you are saying that God is worthless.
随意谈论上帝的名字，意味着你就是讲上帝的名字没有价值咯。
That is why it is so important.
所以这一点就是这么重要。
You may be wondering how a believer could misuse the name of the Lord.
咁可能你冇办法想象啊，究竟一个信徒点解会妄称上帝耶和华的名呢？
I will share with you three ways in which believers sometimes misuse the name of God.
我想从三方面同你讲下，其实信徒有啲时候都会妄称上帝嘅名噶。
First is perjury.
第一个情况呢，就系作伪证啊。
Secondly, intimidation.
第二个情况就系做威胁人嘅事。
And thirdly, casualness in the use of the name of the Lord.
第三就是随随便便地就用上帝的名字了。
Let me start with perjury.
好，那让我从伪证开始讲起。
What do I mean by perjury?
究竟啊，什么是伪证呢？
When someone takes an oath to tell the truth and then lies, that's perjury.
当一个人起誓说要讲真话，却是讲了假话的时候，就作伪证了。
And it is a serious offense against a holy God.
但是这件事对圣洁的上帝来说是一个很严重的一个冒犯。
And God will not hold guiltless those who take his name in vain or misuse his name.
上帝一定不会对某一些人，就是那些就这样使用上帝的名字或者妄称上帝的名的人作出宽恕。
The Lord Jesus Christ gives us a wonderful example of honesty under oath in Matthew 26:63.
在马太福音第26章63节，主耶稣基督为我们作了一个关于起誓讲真话的典范。
The high priest asked Jesus,
就是大祭司问耶稣啊，
I charge you under oath by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God.
我指住永生上帝，叫你起誓话俾我哋听，你系咪上帝嘅儿子基督
？Jesus could have kept quiet.
耶稣嗰时可以保持沉默噶。
He knew that telling the truth under oath would take him to the cross.
因为佢知道佢起誓讲出真话嘅时候，佢就会将自己送上十字架。
But here's what Jesus said.
但系耶稣系点样答呢条问题呢？
Yes, it is as you say.
是的，你讲的嘢是啱的。
Jesus knew that his blazing integrity in declaring who he is would take him to the cross.
耶稣是明白他这么至诚至真地宣告他是谁，会将他自己送上十字架。
And so Jesus is saying to us, if your life depends on it, tell the truth.
所以耶稣在这里就是讲着，如果你啊，生死攸关都好啊，你都要讲真话。
But misuse of the name of the Lord takes place not only by perjury.
妄称上帝嘅名字唔单止系发生喺作伪证呢一方面噶。
But secondly, when believers try to intimidate each other, this is breaking the great commandments.
第二，原来当信徒尝试住互相去威胁嘅时候，亦都系违反紧呢条嘅大诫命。
You say, how does this happen?
你会问，究竟怎样发生的呢？
It happens when people try to speak for God.
原来当人去宣称自己可以替上帝讲嘢的时候，就会发生了。
They claim to be spokesmen for God.
他们说自己，我就是上帝的代言人。
But my listening friends, please listen very carefully.
但是各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细地去留心听。
This is not from God.
这件事不是从上帝而来的。
Do you know why?
你知不知道为什么？
Because God spoke once and for all in his book, the Bible.
因为上帝由始至终已经将他所有曾经讲过的事都记在圣经里面。
People claim to speak for God, use God's name to manipulate people.
人去自称替上帝讲嘢，就是使用上帝的名字来操纵其他人。
They use the name of God for personal gain.
他们使用上帝的名字作为个人利益的一个获取私利的方法。
That is breaking the third commandment.
这个就是破坏第三条诫命的一个的情况。
Not only perjury is misuse of the name of the Lord.
不单止作伪证是妄称上帝的名字。
Not only using the name of the Lord to intimidate people is misusing the name of the Lord.
不单止是用上帝的名字来威胁人，是妄称紧上帝的名字。
But thirdly, casualness in the use of the name of the Lord is misuse of the name of the Lord.
第三个情况就是说，原来你去随意去用上帝的名字，都是妄称紧上帝的名字的。
People use profanity as a crutch.
有很多人呢是会随意亵渎上帝，好像拐杖那样当他。
And then they say, well, I didn't really mean that.
跟着他们就说，我不是说真的，讲笑啫。
I was just angry and I did not know what I was saying.
我那时候很怒，我都不知道自己说了什么。
But please listen carefully, my listening friend.
但是亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细去听。
To curse someone in God's name is a terrible misuse of the name of God.
用上帝的名字来咒诅其他人，就是妄称上帝的名字，是非常可怕的。
Whether you claim that you meant it or not.
无论你自称有意又好，无意又好，都是这样。
Jesus said,
耶稣曾经这么讲过，
From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
因为你心里面所充满的东西，你口里面就会讲出来。
And that is why God's word says,
所以这个就是为什么上帝的话语是这样讲。
You cannot misuse his name and get away with it.
你不能够妄称耶和华上帝的名字而逃避后果。
For the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain.
因为妄称耶和华上帝的名字的话，耶和华必定不会以他为无罪。
There are some people who use the name of the Lord for their own advantage.
但是很多人是为了自己的好处而滥用上帝的名字。
In fact, the Bible gives us an example of a family who tried to use the name of Jesus to advance themselves.
事实上，圣经给了一个例子，我们是讲到一个家庭为了自己的好处而滥用耶稣的名字。
It is in the book of Acts, chapter 19, beginning at verse 14.
如果你想睇到嘅话，请你翻开《使徒行传》第十九章第十四节。
In Ephesus, there was a man who was the chief priest of the synagogue.
喺以弗所有一个人系犹太会堂嘅祭司长。
This man's name was Sceva.
佢个名叫士基雅。
And the Bible tells us that he had seven sons.
圣经话俾我哋听，佢有七个仔。
When Paul arrived in Ephesus, he began to preach the gospel in the power of the name of Jesus.
当保罗去到以弗所的时候，他就奉耶稣的名和能力开始宣讲福音了。
He was healing the sick in the power of the name of Jesus.
他那个时候就奉耶稣的名去医治病人。
He was baptizing people in the name of Jesus.
跟住佢又奉耶稣嘅名为人施洗。
He was casting out demons in the power of the name of Jesus.
佢又奉耶稣嘅名嘅权柄为人赶鬼。
And the Ephesians saw and experienced the power of the name of Jesus like very few cities around that time.
我想话俾你听，喺嗰个时候，好少嘅城市里头，先至能够睇到并且经历耶稣嘅名嘅大能，而以弗所人就睇到啦。
And among those who were watching Paul from a distance were the seven sons of Sceva.
喺呢啲人当中， 有好多人好远咁望住保罗做嘅嘢，其中包括士基雅嘅七个仔。
And they were taking notice that Paul would say in the name of Jesus and things would happen.
佢哋就注意到啊，保罗会讲奉耶稣基督名，跟住啲嘢就完成咗啦。
And so the sons of Sceva said, if we can mimic Paul and use the same words that Paul uses,
因此士基雅嘅仔就话啦，如果我哋能够模仿保罗，并且用保罗所用同样嘅言语。
Then we will have power and people will notice us.
咁样我哋就能够用保罗相同嘅能力，人就会注意到我哋。
So what did they do?
咁最终究竟佢哋做咗啲乜嘢呢？
They went to cast out a demon from a demon-possessed man.
原来佢哋去为咗一个被鬼附嘅人赶鬼。
They said, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, come out.
他们说我奉保罗所传的耶稣勒令你们出来。
Demons, as you may know, believe and tremble at the name of Jesus.
你可能知道魔鬼是相信并且惧怕耶稣的名字。
But this demon spoke through the man whom he was possessing.
但是这个恶鬼却是藉着他所附的那个人讲说话。
And he said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?
他就说耶稣我识啊，保罗我都识啊，但你是哪个啊？
And then he jumps on them and he gives them a beating of the life.
跟着他们就跳出来，跟着就讲到说，哎呀，打他们一餐。
In fact, the Bible said they ran out naked and they were bleeding from head to toe.
事实上圣经就讲到这个七个仔呢，就从头到脚都受伤，并且呢没着衫咁走咗啦。
After this episode with Sceva, the Bible said that the name of Jesus was lifted high.
在士基雅这一幕结束之后，圣经上面说主耶稣的名从此就尊大了。
Not only in Ephesus, but throughout the whole area.
不单止在以弗所，而是遍及了整个地区。
Why?
为什么会这样呢？
Because there is power in the name of the Lord.
原来因为主耶稣基督名的大能。
And you cannot exploit it to your own advantage without a heavy consequence.
所以你不可以只是藉着上帝的名来谋取私利，却不受到严重的后果的。
Well, some of you might be asking, how then do we properly use the name of the Lord?
可能有好多人呢，依家就会问啦，咁我哋点样先可以正确使用耶稣嘅名呢？
There are three ways in which you can honor the name of the Lord.
原来有三样嘢令到你可以荣耀上帝嘅名噶。
First,
第一样嘢
，you must recognize the incredible relationship that God has with you.
你一定要意识到上帝同你有一种极奇妙嘅亲密关系。
You have to focus on that.
你要专注喺呢方面度啊。
You have to spend time to know what it means for the God of the universe to reach down to you and say to you, I love you, I want you to spend time with me.
你会唔会谂过究竟呢？在我们的生活里面，为什么我们的主宰、宇宙的主宰要接近你，并且对你说，我爱你，我希望你花时间跟我一起。
I want you to know me.
他还说，我希望你认识我。
The creator of the universe wants you to know him.
你想想是不是很神奇啊？这个宇宙的创造者希望你认识他。
And when you come to him,
而当你去到他面前的时候，
He puts his arm around you and says, "You are my child."
佢就会用手臂去揽住你，就话你系我嘅子女。
I have redeemed you.
我已经救赎咗你。
I desire to give you power that's in my name, but you have got to know me first.
我渴望因为我嘅名字嘅缘故而赐俾你权柄，但系首先我要你去认识我。
You can't just use my name.
而唔系只系去利用我嘅名字。
To know God is to be overwhelmed with His grace.
对我哋嚟讲，其实认识上帝就系被佢嘅恩典所征服。
Secondly,
第二样嘢啦
，You must recognize His presence all the time.
你其实系应该时时刻刻都留意到上帝嘅同在啊。
Even non-believers would say God is everywhere.
就算唔信耶稣嘅人都会话上帝系无处不在嘅。
But I'm talking of you being conscious of the fact that He is with you everywhere you may go.
但系我好想你留意嘅就系你要认识到一个事实，就系无论你去到边度，上帝都会与你同在。
Watching your every moment of every day.
上帝每时每刻都会看顾着你。
The third thing I want to tell you.Is to recognize the power of the tongue.
我第三样想话俾你听，就系要认识到舌头嘅能力啊。
If you have a problem praising the name of God,
如果你发现你去赞美上帝嘅时候好似有困难
，then there must be a problem in your life.
咁呢个一定系你生命里头出咗问题。
If you have a problem praising God,
如果你有情况就好难去赞美主嘅话。
Then there is something wrong with your relationship with God.
咁样你同上帝嘅关系一定系有问题。
So watch the power of the tongue.
所以希望你特别注意到你嘅舌头嘅力量。
Because the tongue that praises the name of the Lord.
因为你条脷系可以去赞美上帝嘅名字嘅。
The tongue that honors the name of the Lord.
你嘅舌头系可以荣耀上帝嘅名字嘅。
The tongue that glorifies the name of the Lord.
你嘅舌头系可以荣耀、去推崇、去颂扬上帝嘅名字噶。
The tongue that treasures the name of the Lord.
你嘅舌头系可以去将上帝嘅名字当为珍宝啊。
The tongue that protects the reputation of the name of the Lord.
你嘅舌头系可以保护上帝嘅名字系不致蒙羞噶。
Is the very tongue that invites the blessing of the power of the name of the Lord.
正正是因为这个的舌头是能够为你带来上帝的名字的赐福。各位听众朋友，我很想告诉你，其实我们今天怎样去不要妄称耶和华我们上帝的名字呢？我们知道圣经里头的教导就是说我们舌头可以造成一些好坏的结果，就是靠着我们舌头咒诅人、捞人，但是我们的舌头也都能够成为其他人的帮助。希望我们是能够在生命里头是找到和上帝关系的一个平衡点，我们是可以时常去赞美上帝，而上帝也都时常与我们沟通。我们不要去乱这么讲他的名，乱这么用上帝的名去做一些不对的事情。因为太多人已经是这样做，而我们信了耶稣，我们就不应该随便用上帝的名去起誓。因为这样的时候，如果你有任何一件事失败了，其实你是要负责承担的。所以各位听众朋友，希望你是可以在你的人生里面尊崇上帝，去荣耀上帝，用上帝的名字成为你人生的帮助，去推举上帝的名字，将它举为至高。那个时候你亦都是可以是渐渐是靠着上帝的名字时常得胜。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，下次天路导向的时间再会。